Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 1st of June of the year 2020, which is the 153rd day of this year, episode 3703 since we started this podcast 10 years ago, or if you believe the conspiracy theory that suggests the big computer glitch at the beginning of this year, or Y20K20 as it's known, was in fact a tunnel into an alternate universe, the 153rd episode since we crossed the streams into an increasingly annoying email inbox for me, Alice Fraser, your host. Happy birthday today to Johann Baptist Singenberger, who was born in 1848, a Swiss composer, educator and publisher, and burger fan, Singenberger showing a multifaceted nominative determinism that makes you doubt free will. Happy death-iversary today in 1927 to Lizzie Borden, American murder pioneer and early axe feminist, showing that women have sufficient upper body strength and psychological damage to give as many as 40 whacks to their enemies, real or imagined. Happy death-iversary also today in 1879 to Napoleon, Prince Imperial of France. Not the Napoleon you're thinking of, which is the can-do short-ass, the Corsican of Corsican, the man who put the order into Waterloo, the other one. Napoleon Eugène Louis-Jean Joseph Bonaparte, the only child of Napoleon III, Emperor of the French, not Charles Louis Napoleon Bonaparte, also known as Prince Louis Napoleon of France, the son of the younger brother of Emperor Napoleon I, aka Napoleon Bonaparte, the one you're thinking of. God, family dinners in the Bonaparte household must have been a nightmare. Your guest today on the podcast is Flapjack Lumberjack and returning favourite, Alison Spittle. Alison, welcome back to the show.
Alice, absolute pleasure to be here. Pleasure. The weather at the moment is very good. It's really softening the maple syrup and golden syrup, depends which you prefer, holding the oats of this society together.
Well, speaking of which, coming up today, we'll be welcoming in summer with all the latest summer news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, the mysterious octopus tribes people of New Zealand have launched their previously announced reality TV channel, Tentacle Hour, to some objections. Audience members are complaining that the program is unsettling, disorienting, and sends them into a fugue state of which they have no memory after the fact. Networks and advertisers are planning to sue the octopus tribes people for the disruption to regular programming, saying no matter what they do, Tentacle Hour streams on all terrestrial networks at 6 p.m. every evening over the top of whatever is programmed, whether they want it to or not. The octopus tribespeople cannot be reached for comment at this time. And 100-year-old veteran Tom Moore is to be knighted by the Queen for his heroism in raising almost £33 million for NHS charities by completing laps of his garden before his 100th birthday after a special nomination by Prime Minister Boris Johnson. In his speech, Johnson thanked Tom Moore for participating in a fantastic piece of national feel-good propaganda, substituting photogenic acts of individual heroism in the public eye as ostensible solutions to structural problems. Actually, said Johnson, this won't fix the last decade of underfunding public services in an attempt to abdicate responsibility for our citizens by privatising away things that ought by rights to be the obligation of a well-regulated state. But it sure looks good on the front page. And that's all the time we have for the headlines for stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Now it's time for your ads, because a greasy feeling of degraded complicity is the marker of all participation in the modern world. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Anticipation. Anticipation. It's the next big thing. All right, mates, let me tell you a little bit about damper. Damper's an Australian classic. Traditionally made in a cast iron pot with a lid, called a camp oven, the entire pot is covered in hot wood coals, or the camp oven is placed in a hole in the ground and surrounded with the same hot wood coals. It's usually served with tea made in a billy over the campfire. Damper originally was made with plain flour, salt and water, although modern people often add butter because they're What you need is about 450 grams of self-raising flour, a pinch of salt, 80 grams of butter, chilled, cubed, and about 3/4 of a cup of water. For those of you without effective measuring tools, 450 grams of flour is about the size of a headlamp on a Volkswagen Beetle. If you're using butter, though that's not the traditional damper ingredient, 80 grams is about half a Rubik's Cube, and 3/4 of a standard measuring cup equates to about half a glass. Half a glass of water, the least specific, most useful metric for all your cooking needs. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Larry's Luxury Houseboats and Mutant Monster Eel Emporium. If you're looking for aquatic adventure, sail on by Larry's Luxury Houseboats and Mutant Monster Eel Emporium. Whether you're looking for luxury on a floating penthouse or an exciting encounter with a mutant eel, we've got you covered. Larry's Luxury Houseboats and Mutant Monster Eel Emporium. We're niche, but if you have very specific luxury and adventure needs or are a supervillain looking for a new jazzed-up hench murder shtick, we've got you covered. Larry's Luxury Houseboats and Mutant Monster Eel Emporium. 20% off and a bonus 0.5 eel for our first 5 customers.
Alice, sorry to interrupt you there, but that's really funny.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's your ads for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today is summer news. Alison Spittle, Flapjack Lumberjack, what's happening in the world of summer right now?
Well, summer as we know it is it's going to be different to all other summers. It's very strange because in this world, I know you are living across the road from me, and I'm not sure if it's summer there or which season you're going into. I'm not even sure what time it is across the road, but... It's nice that we have the technology that we're able to talk to each other from across the road. So up on the top side of the road, summer is different because of the current situation. I don't know about you, but a lot of stuff has been cancelled at the moment for mysterious reasons, and I'm not able to go to my favorite festival, which is the My Gosh Don't I Feel Old Festival, where I get to see young teens frolicking to music that not only do I not know, but also scares me deep in my heart, just puts fear into me. And they look at me as if I'm a warning of what is to come. So it's a great festival if you like that vibe. Fully recommend it. But I it's not happening this year, and I don't know where I'm going to get that sense of mortality from. And
I do like to go to a festival dressed as in full crone garb and tell people's fortunes, whether they want me to or not. Really, just go in and say you'll regret this, because they
absolutely
probably will.
My favorite fortune to tell is, you know, sometimes I'm just tired and I don't want to tell any more fortunes, but I will just tell the person I cannot tell. It would be wrong of me to tell. And, you know, they can just sit on that for the next week, make some life decisions that they will not regret. It's a great feeling, a real true feeling of power.
You're going to have a tall, dark adventure.
Absolutely, that's my favorite kind of adventure. Also, summer blockbusters are not happening in the way that you know we would normally see. Normally you'd go watch it on a screen, there would be action, but now because of mysterious reasons they've decided to release Fast and Furious over a Zoom call, which is quite strange.
Just a close-up of Vin Diesel's face not acting very much.
Absolutely. There's no cars. There's just Vin constantly screaming into the camera. We're family. We are family. I mean, Vin Diesel should be in Sister Sledge. So he should.
One of the things that I truly love about the Fast and the Furious franchise, of which I am a big fan, is
me
that...
Me too. Me, absolutely.
You know, people complain that when you watch them, it feels like it's low stakes and like all of the smashing of the cars and everything doesn't feel like it has any real life impact. That is actually one of the things I very much enjoy about the movies. And if you watch them carefully, you'll notice that in any situation where a car is crashed or crushed or thrown off a cliff, the camera lingers just briefly for about half a second so that you can see that the cabin is empty, which I think is a really nice gesture. It means that no one's dying. That truly makes me happy.
But that's kind of maybe a bit more horrific. Where have these people disappeared to? There is no death. There's some sort of strange process.
It's all set 30 years in the future where Elon Musk has invented self-driving cars.
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to say that Elon Musk invented not decomposing, which was a really good invention that he put forward. I didn't like it before, I'll be honest with you. But when he invented not decomposing, I was like, he's all right. He can frack. I don't know if Elon Musk fracks. He seems like the person that does. Like vaping.
He looks like he's DTF.
Yeah, deep down to frack. Yeah. I think like, I don't want to talk about Elon Musk in a negative way because I do want money off him. I do hear that if you defend him on Twitter, he will Venmo you a fiver. But I think he treats fracking a lot like vaping. Do you know, it's the thing to do. We're not quite sure of the science. We can't really, in our hearts, tell him it's wrong. We know it's wrong. We know it's going to kill people. The same as vaping, but it just looks so cool. It just looks so cool.
It really does. I don't have that much of a problem with Elon Musk. I think he's, you know, a mixed bag, as are we all. My problem is with people who really, really like Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's not a boy band.
Yeah,
I can understand. Which, what member of a boy band do you think Elon Musk would be? Would it be like the mysterious one?
He'd be the bad boy of the boy band. The one with a tattoo.
Yeah, a piercing. And you're like, ooh. Like, what brought him to Claire's Accessories to make that decision?
And that's all the time we have for today. We're not going to have time for letters to the editor, but thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, and go to the feed to check all the old versions stretching back in time. If you enjoyed Alison Spittle on the episode today, you can listen back to her on episode 146, or episode 142, where she did some great flapjack lumberjacking work. Thank you for coming on the podcast today, Alison. Have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, my social media is at Alison Spittle on Twitter and on Instagram. I also have a coffee account that people can donate to, and I host a nightly film club called Co-Video Party. You tweet along on the hashtag and we all watch a film on Netflix at 9 p.m.
Ah, that's all the fun of watching a movie with someone else with none of the problems of them stealing your popcorn.
Oh, I'm going to steal that, Alice. That's a brilliant way of putting it.
You're welcome. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
That was really funny adverts, by the way. I didn't want to like interrupt you, but that was like really good.
Always feel free to interrupt. Always feel free to interrupt.
It would have been me just going, that's really funny, Alice.
Again, that is so fine.
Okay, cool. Cool. Good. All right. That's good to know. Cool. I'll make it natural sounding. Alice, sorry to interrupt you there, but that's really funny.
Hello, I'm Jay Rayner, and I host the Out to Lunch podcast, where I take fabulous guests out for lunch and grill them to a turn. For now, whilst lockdown reigns supreme, we're staying in for lunch instead, and we've got great company. Fascinating people share only the best takeaways with me over webcam. Great food and insightful conversation with the likes of Gary Neville, Sharon Horgan, George Ezra, and Dieter Von Teese.
Have you ever had a cream pie in the face?
No! So if you, like me, enjoy food and are missing restaurants, subscribe to Out to Lunch with Jay Rayner, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.